Notre Dame professor David Lodge led a team that came up with the idea of tracking Asian carp by the DNA the invasive fish leave in the waterways of Chicago. He says he's still processing some samples taken this summer, but says the Army Corps of Engineers is yet to take over the job of taking new samples to see if more carp are in Lake Michigan. Lodge says that's not necessarily bad news for the Great Lakes, but he says the lack of a clear government plan for acting on more positive samples is a problem. Lodge says agencies recently put poison in a Chicago water body and probably didn't need to.
The last rotenoning, we actually advised that the rotenoning not be done because our results from samples taken immediately before the rotenoning actually were negative.
Meanwhile, Lodge says he's already planning additional studies that anticipate more Asian carp, either silver or bighead carp, will get into Lake Michigan and then look for tributaries where they could spawn.
The point of this is that if, in fact, either species is in the lake in sufficient abundance to be attempting reproduction, the only chance we have of controlling or eradicating those incipient populations would be to discover them early.
Lodge has been subpoenaed to testify this week in the court case that Wisconsin and some other Great Lakes states have filed to push for more action to separate the lakes and Mississippi River systems. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.